So August is National Organ Donor Awareness Month. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced transplant centers to put their programs on hold, but now they are gradually operating again. We've got healthcare facilities that are overwhelmed by COVID-19 cases. The process of referring potential donors to a transplant center has been severely affected. But what does one actually need to know about the importance of donating? I've got Alice Foslow, who is a financial director at TEL, which is a transplant education for living legacies. And Alice is actually the first person in South Africa to survive two bilateral lung transplants, right? Alice, thank you so much for making time. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Clement. Thank you very much.
How has your life changed? Let's start with your own journey. How has your life changed, right? How does it differ when you look at before and after the transplant?
It's completely like chalk and cheese. So before my first transplant, my lungs, because of cystic fibrosis, which is the genetic disease I was born with, my lungs were completely filled up with mucus the whole time. And every day started with nebulizing and physio to try and clear your lungs. And the years of infection caused scarring. So your lungs just become, you know, scarred up and full of mucus and literally colonizing infections that antibiotics don't work for anymore. So you become really sick and you really start struggling to breathe, and it's almost like a process of slowly drowning. So it was really horrible. I was on oxygen 24/7 for the last 2 years before my transplant. And, you know, I couldn't work. If I wanted to see friends, they would most probably have to come to me, and the only thing we could really do was like play a board game. So yes, I literally had no life. And after the transplant, I could breathe normally. I was able to start working.
Yeah.
And yes, just feel like a normal person for the first time ever.
Yeah. How has COVID-19 impacted organ donation?
So it's really impacted it very badly. And it's almost twofold. So firstly, the hospitals have been full, you know, and you can't, if ICU is full, you can't transplant someone and give them ICU bed, etc. Plus, it would be very risky for a person who just had an organ replaced to be, you know, sort of exposed to COVID in the hospital, because your immune system at that point is severely, severely suppressed, so that your body would accept the new organ. So if you were even slightly exposed to COVID, you would immediately get it and probably pass away. So, you know, that's a very big thing. And then also, you know, normally when it's not a pandemic, you know, you get a certain amount of potential donors every month, you know, people who are brain dead, but their organs are in good condition. But COVID has affected that as well, where, you know, firstly, hospital beds are in very high demand when the waves are peaking. So, unfortunately, if a person is to donate organs, they'll probably use that hospital bed even just for a few hours longer, you know, because instead of just switching the machines off, they would be taken to theater and organs would be retrieved, etc. So, you know, it takes too many resources from the hospital, you know, in a crisis time where they need those ventilators for someone else, etc.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. Yes, and then also a lot of the potential donors have COVID, you know, people who pass away from COVID. And we know there's a lot of excess deaths, you know, where other people might pass away at home, where they would have passed away in a hospital if it weren't for COVID. So there's so many aspects affecting it.
Yeah. Alice, thank you so much for coming through. Alice Foslow, chatting to us about organ donation. August is National Organ Donor Awareness Month, and Alice is the financial director at TEL. That's the transplant education for living legacies.